The WBFO Brief Podcast is made possible by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Access to the newest treatments and most sophisticated testing is so important. It matters where you receive your cancer care. Spend one day with Roswell Park. Visit roswellpark.org.
Today's WBFO Brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
Two local elected officials, both Democrats, are offering drastically different views on the failure of the state legislature to approve a controversial 5% bed tax in the city of Buffalo. Mayor Byron Brown, who included the revenues from the proposed tax in his recent city budget, released a statement saying the funding would have addressed, quote, the infrastructure and public safety needs of our cultural institutions and sports destinations. Brown intends to continue to pursue the tax. State Senator Sean Ryan was less complimentary of the proposal that he said would have created the third highest bed tax in the nation. In a statement, Ryan said, quote, the looming financial crisis facing the city of Buffalo is the product of years of short-term fixes where sustainable revenue generation methods were needed. State officials say thousands of acres of farmland in western New York will be protected through the latest allocation of farmland protection implementation grants. Six grants went to the Genesee Valley Conservancy to protect 2,700 acres at six farms in Wyoming and Genesee counties. The Genesee Land Trust was issued grants for two properties covering 827 acres of Genesee County farmland, and one grant went to the Western New York Land Conservancy for a 246-acre farm in Genesee County. And the Buffalo Zoo has a new resident, an 11-month-old red panda. The name, Himalaya. Himalaya comes to Buffalo from the Greenville Zoo in South Carolina as part of the species survival plan for red pandas.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying griffs find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
Well, the final hours of the 2024 New York legislative session have been dominated by a growing rift between Governor Kathy Hochul and some top Democratic state lawmakers over the governor's decision to halt congestion pricing in New York City. WBFO Albany correspondent Karen DeWitt reports.
Lawmakers have agreed to a measure to reduce plastic packaging by 30% over the next dozen years, and they were prepared to vote on a bill to ban algorithms on children's social media feeds and prevent big tech companies from collecting kids' data. But those items were overshadowed by Hochul's decision on Wednesday to pause indefinitely the June 30th implementation date of congestion pricing in New York City. The policy, aimed at reducing gas-powered vehicle emissions and helping to fight climate change, was going to be too expensive for commuters to bear, the governor said.
After careful consideration, I have come to the difficult decision that implementing the planned congestion pricing system risks too many unintended consequences.
Many Democratic lawmakers on Long Island and in the Hudson Valley praised the governor's decision, but other progressive-leaning Democrats called it a political betrayal and predicted that the decision would backfire on Democrats who are facing close races in several congressional elections in suburban districts. The governor's announcement angered one of the most powerful Democratic women in the legislature, Senate Finance Committee Chair Liz Krueger. She represents a district in Manhattan where the toll gantries have already been set up to impose the $15 fee and where her constituents welcome the change.
She's got to reverse herself on this. This is a terrible decision.
Krueger says the reversal came as a shock, especially after the governor just last month highlighted New York's commitment to fighting climate change at a climate crisis summit held by Pope Francis.
She just went to the Vatican to talk about her commitment to climate change. I don't think this was part of the discussion with the Pope, that she was going to reverse herself on one of the most important environmental decisions that we were counting on.
Krueger says she believes there is grounds for a lawsuit against Hochul's decision, but could not say who might bring legal action. The governor, who has not spoken publicly since her pre-recorded announcement, is also proposing a payroll mobility tax. It would be imposed on New York City businesses, and it would make up for the $1 billion a year that congestion pricing was to have brought in to finance the MTA. Senator Krueger says there is not enough support among Senate Democrats to approve a new tax on businesses. Senate Deputy Majority Leader Mike Gianaris also condemned the governor's decision. He says the legislature could act to authorize that the $1 billion gap be filled later in an unspecified way. But he says the payroll tax for businesses is dead on arrival.
I think it's safe to say the idea of a payroll mobility tax just for New York City is something that we think is a horrible idea.
Gianaris says with just hours left to go in the session, it's too late to hash out any type of complicated refinancing bill. The dispute delayed voting on final bills. As a result, lawmakers are expected to go into the weekend to finish their business before adjourning for the year. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt for the New York Public News Network.
Taking a look at sports now on WBFO. Last night it was Jaylen Brown scoring 22 points. Kristaps Porzingis adding 20 in his first game in more than a month as the Boston Celtics eased past the Dallas Mavericks 107-89 in Game 1 of the NBA Finals. Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals is tomorrow night as the Edmonton Oilers take on the Florida Panthers. In baseball, the Bisons lost their fourth straight last night, dropping a 7-6 decision to Lehigh Valley. Those teams meet again tonight at 7:05 in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Major League play, Toronto beat Baltimore, the Yankees over Minnesota. Good morning. This is WBFO.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.